This News Talk 1010 podcast is brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
Good morning, it's John Paul in for Jerry Agar. Yesterday, President Donald Trump, he was in Ohio at an event, and of course, he got on stage and he said, Canada's taking advantage of us as usual. He said that the American aluminum business has been decimated by Canada, saying it was very unfair and accusing Canadian producers of flooding the U.S. with exports. So the federal government was informed by the U.S. administration that there's a new tariff coming and it's going to apply to all unprocessed Canadian aluminum as of August 16th. And now Canada has come out and said, well, we're going to retaliate with countermeasures. What does all this mean? Because it kind of seemed to come out of nowhere. Joining us now is Cindy Todgman Cherniak from Lexage. She's a trade lawyer. Cindy, was this something that came out of nowhere, or is if you're in the trade business, could you see this coming?
If you were in the trade business, you saw it coming because Trump has been talking about it for a couple months now, and the Canadians have been talking about it for a couple months.
And so now that it's the real deal and it's really a he said, she said kind of deal, it's going to be you do this, I do that. Let's start off with what do the tariffs actually mean for our aluminum producers here in Canada? Are we actually decimating the American aluminum business?
No, we're not decimating the U.S. Business. The reality of it is U.S. buyers and processors of aluminum, there's a demand for Canadian product, and they're buying Canadian product, and we're shipping it to the United States pursuant to orders. And so our exports are actually lower than they were back in 2017. So the U.S. is not justified in making the statement that we're decimating the U.S. market.
I would think something like aluminum, especially right now when so many businesses are manufacturing and building and all that sort of stuff, everyone's behind the eight ball because we were quarantined for as long as we were. It seems that everyone's trying to rapidly gear up. And if you go to buy stuff, everyone's like, oh, it's going to be a 6-month wait or it's going to be this kind of wait. So I would think that aluminum is probably at a all-time high of demand.
Well, there's demand for it in the United States, but also with the pandemic, the demand is lower with the manufacturing being lower. So it's kind of a little bit of both. But the bigger issue is that the Canadian representatives down in the U.S. and Canadian politicians haven't been able to go down due to COVID to lobby and talk to U.S. senators and U.S. congressmen and governors and people in the states that will be affected by these duties, because it really is the United States consumer that is going to be affected by it, because it is a 10% duty on the Canadian aluminum going into the United States, which increases the price of those goods in the United States. And as they're processed into, let's just say, beer cans, the beer will be more expensive.
Yeah, Americans will be able to understand that. Like, hey, your beer is going to be more expensive. And then they'll say, no, we got a weekend, because we would say the same thing here. So when we talk about these countermeasures, what are we anticipating as, you know, our shot back across the bow? What do we have to throw up there?
So our retaliation is supposed to be with the same type of products of an aluminum product. So we have to kind of look at this quite strategically and ask the question, how can we select a retaliation target in a swing state that does not hurt Canadians very much, but does not justify a major negative reaction from President Trump, but does signal that we are upset with this measure? That's what we need to pick. So, you know, do we pick beer? Well, Canadians are going to be upset if our beer coming from the United States is more expensive. So we say, okay, well, that's going to hurt Canadians too much. We're not going to pick beer. So what products do we pick? Do we pick bicycles? Do we pick appliances made from aluminum? Because the announcement was made at a manufacturing facility for Whirlpool. What do we select that isn't going to hurt Canadians because we have alternative sources of supply, but signals we're upset, but doesn't cause Trump to then move on to maybe putting steel tariffs back in place?
When you look at these tariffs on a sort of economic impact level, because the world is so topsy-turvy right now, will these tariffs actually impact the Canadian aluminum manufacturers? Like, if the demand is there and the consumer is going to be the person end up paying, and right now prices are fluctuating on everything, is it actually going to make a difference in the long run?
And that's a really good question. And from an economic standpoint, maybe not, because we are the most reliable source of supply. We can send the aluminum down to the United States by truck, and we've got an open border for commercial goods. The alternatives are China and Russia. So the U.S. has their own issues with China right now and their own issues with Russia. Or do they pick Iceland or some other countries where the aluminum has to come on a boat? Or do they pick Mexico, because there's aluminum manufacturing in Mexico? So there are other alternatives, and so it will come down to, does that 10% make enough of a difference that U.S. manufacturers of downstream products, such as beer cans, will choose to go to a different supplier that is not in Canada? And there may be some that make that buying decision. So it could have an effect on Canadian exports of aluminum to the United States, or it could be that we have the best supply, so they'll continue to source and just pay the extra duties and try and work out an arrangement on with the Canadian sellers on pricing.
I would imagine there's someone saying, well, this is all great about these aluminum tariffs, but my concern is bigger, because whenever the president seems to get someone in his targets, there could be other things coming. Do we anticipate that this is it? This was his big announcement? Or is there stuff in your world that you see coming down the pipeline that we might be surprised about later?
Well, he's made some comments about steel as well. So if we pick a retaliation target or make statements. So if Minister Freeland makes statements, or if Prime Minister Trudeau makes statements that anger the bear, we don't know what that bear is going to do.
Yeah.
And what we don't want to have happen is have President Trump retaliate with steel or automobiles or something else. And he has been looking at autos for a while now, and that's one of the reasons why we agreed to a number of concessions in the new NAFTA, as I like to call it. And, you know, we solved the steel issue, but could he put those back on the table? Because he's very transactional, and he also, he retaliates worse than what he's seen.
Mm-hmm.
And so that Canada should be nervous. So, you know, I come back to, how do we pick a retaliation target that doesn't hurt Canadians, A, B, doesn't anger him too much, but still, you know, recognizes and have for him to recognize our displeasure with his action.
Sounds like the Deputy Prime Minister has a big task ahead of her. Cindy Tajman-Cherniak, trade lawyer with Lexage. Cindy, we appreciate your time. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
So there you go. It's all in picking the retaliation, the countermeasure, picking the right product. Interesting times. We'll keep an eye on it.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.